Echo and Harper Audio present Charleston by Margaret Bradham Thornton, performed by Courtney Patterson. Chapter 1. A simple gesture, a man's hand on a woman's shoulder. It could as easily not have happened. Eliza often thought about how a series of unconnected events, strung out over a number of years, had brought about this chance encounter between Henry and herself. Had she not applied to the Courtauld for the fellowship, had she not fallen for Jamie when he described himself as a man abandoned by space at a London gallery, had they not gone to the wedding of his classmate from Eton, a wedding they almost missed because of a stupid argument, she might never have seen Henry again. A similar set of attractions and invitations had brought Henry to the same country house an hour west of London. Everything that had come before, so exact and perfectly timed, had forever changed the direction she was heading. Eliza used to think that fate had abandoned her, but now she wondered if it had its arms wrapped so tightly around her that it would never let her go. The spring of 1990 promised to be a season of weddings. May was not half over, and Eliza and Jamie were already attending their third. After the ceremony, a flat, gray sky threatened rain as they walked to the tent set up on the lawn for the wedding lunch. Jamie ducked inside to get two glasses of champagne, while Eliza paused to examine the seating chart. She ran her finger down the list and found her table, number 7. She began to scan the list of names to see if she knew anyone. Then came the tap on her shoulder.
Eliza?
She turned. Something galloped hard across her heart. The man standing in front of her seemed more real than anything around her. My God, Henry.
I didn't mean to scare you.
He reached out and touched her arm. God, Henry. You know, I thought I heard you, your laugh, in the church, and then I thought I must be crazy. Henry looked the same, thin and angular, with cheekbones that pushed beyond the rectangular frame of his face. She could tell by his tanned face and hands that he still spent a lot of time outdoors.
I saw you come into the church.
Henry leaned down and whispered,
"Seriously late.
What are you doing here?"
I came over for the wedding.
This wedding?
Hmm?
Why?
Caroline.
How do you know Caroline?
My mother and her mother were distant cousins. She lived with us for one summer, about...
Henry put his hands in his pockets and looked down at the ground before looking back up.
6 or 7 years ago.
That's wild. It's even wilder seeing you here.
How are you? You look great.
Henry squeezed her elbow.
I heard you were about to marry a lord and take up residence in some stately home outside of London.
Charleston. Eliza shook her head. The farther away you go, the more social standing and money they award you. Henry stepped back to make room for an elderly couple who held on to each other, as if they were lost. He folded his arms across his chest and looked at Eliza.
So... you aren't married?
He spoke in a low voice. No.
Engaged?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
So no lord?
No lord.
No stately home?
Small flat in South Kensington. Henry turned his head and looked at her obliquely. He was amused by something.
God, it's great to see you. What are you doing here?
Simon is a friend of my boyfriend's. They were at Eton together, she said.
Boyfriend?
Henry tilted his head and raised his eyebrows. Boyfriend, Eliza nodded. Jamie.
Sounds serious.
Eliza smiled.
Jamie,
Henry repeated.
English?
Very. Eliza looked over her shoulder to see if she could spot Jamie. He was zigzagging through the sea of colorful hats and dark jackets, holding two flutes of champagne at shoulder height. He's just coming. I'll introduce you. Jamie passed through an involved conversation between two matrons.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?